So welcome everyone to day 33 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Take a moment to settle into your seat. Feel the sense of ground underneath you arriving in your body, on your seat, in the present moment, however that is for you. Remembering that everything is welcome into our practice. Things we want and the things we might not want. And continuing our discussion of the Paramitas, understanding of wisdom and the three marks of existence. So we are on mark two. And speaking of the things we might not want, the second mark of existence is impermanence. Things come and go. And we know this intellectually, of course, that we don't last forever, seasons don't last forever, situations don't last forever. But how we relate to this is what we have the opportunity to look at. And to notice, can we be skillful? Can we be present with things as they come and go? The things that leave us, but also noticing the things that are arising as well. So really seeing both sides of that coin, so to speak. And really leaning into what is it like, what is change like for us? What is it like when things are dissolving and arising? If we look at our experience, everything is in that realm. Everything dissolves and arises. And that includes us, our relationships, people around us, seasons. 40 days of meditation practice will dissolve at some point. And I invite you today to just notice how you relate to this quality of arising and dissolving. Each day ends. We go from one activity to the other. And this is an area where I really think it's helpful to practice when it's easy, because you're going to need it when it's hard. To sort of notice how things are when they're ending and the next thing is beginning. So letting that be the ground of your practice today, noticing this quality of our lives and seeing how you relate to that as best you can. So dissolving that and shifting to our formal practice. So again, taking our seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath us, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, present moment awareness. What's dissolving and what's arising for you in your life? And can you relax into that process? From that sense of groundedness in the ungroundedness of our lives, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, able to be in those in-between spaces. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening or softening in front. Really allowing ourselves to feel how it is to go through this dissolving and arising. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and connection of our practice together.